Now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include new arrivals on the first day of the year and a shock car accident. But first, shameful attacks on police officers.
Dozens of people in Norfolk started 2017 behind bars after a rowdy New Year's Eve which left custody centres brimming and one officer with a fractured jaw. 75 people were in custody across Norfolk after what is traditionally one of the busiest nights for blue light services, particularly in clubland areas, including Norwich's Prince of Wales Road. The 75 arrests included 35 for violent crimes, 16 drunk and disorderly, 8 drink or drug driving, 2 robberies, 2 thefts, 1 sexual assault, 1 criminal damage, 4 drug-related offences, and 6 were classed as miscellaneous.
His haunting figure is frequently seen leading people through the city's streets on his ghost tours, and now the man in black has plans to tell his spooky tales in one of Norwich's historic venues. Norwich Ghost Walks and Guildhall Enterprises have joined forces to present ghostly dinners at the Guildhall, with 3 events planned for the first quarter of the year. The Guildhall, which dates back to the 15th century, was once the centre of the city's government, and over time housed various courts, a prison, and a chapel. Now it will be a stage on which the man in black, assisted by his team of phantoms, will share Norwich ghost stories from centuries past while diners enjoy a 2-course buffet. Afterwards, the man in black will lead diners on a guided tour of the Guildhall, including its old cells and undercroft, and talk about ghosts associated with the old building, including those of the 16th century Protestant martyr Thomas Bilney and the Victorian murder victim Martha Sheward.
A Norwich theatre company is preparing to stage Sweeney Todd in a former city shoe factory that is fast making a name for itself as a cutting-edge arts venue. Sound Ideas Theatre Company is to present the Stephen Sondheim musical in March at St Mary's Works, which was once home to the shoe manufacturer Sexton, Son and Everard, and currently the subject of a planning application for £100 million redevelopment of the site. Developers, Architecton, want to breathe the new life into St Mary's Works and nearby St George's Works, but while they await the outcome of a planning application, they had offered the venue to the city's creative community to put on events under the banner of the Shoe Factory Social Club.
Norwich families are celebrating an extra special start to 2017 after becoming parents for the first time on New Year's Day. At the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, Ryan and Natasha Smithurst were adjusting to life with baby girl Meredith Page. Her proud dad said she must have been holding out for 2017. She realised how bad this year had been, so she hung on. It's amazing. We are delighted.
Shocked witnesses have described the moment a car smashed through a fence and plunged down an embankment in Norwich. The vehicle, thought to be a Volkswagen Golf, had been travelling down Rowan Road when it lost control. It flattened a metal guardrail on the corner of Norman's Buildings before going down a 16-foot embankment and crashing into a small wall. Emergency services said the driver was able to exit the vehicle unaided, but he was later treated by paramedics at the scene.
More than 320 people became Community First Responders, the CFRs, this year, after training from the East of England Ambulance Service, NHS Trust, EEAST. And service bosses are urging those interested in helping patients in their community to sign up and join the almost 300 CFR groups in the East. Steve Catley, lead community collaboration manager for EEAST, said, "New year is a time for making resolutions and setting goals for the forthcoming year. By becoming a CFR, you will be joining a big family of lifesavers and will be making a vital contribution to your community and the ambulance service." Now that's all from Dorothy and me. Now it's over to Marnie Meakin and Richard Matthews for the next part of Chatterbox.